Support comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop. And from Prairie Fruits Farm, makers of farmstead and artisan cheeses and growers of organic tree fruits and berries. This summer, Prairie Fruits holds a cheese and gelato open house on Tuesdays from 3 to 7 p.m. Information on products and activities at prairiefruits.com and on Facebook at Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, canning gets most of the attention when it comes to the fall food preservation season. But Lisa Brotz says there's another method worthy of consideration in this edition of In My Backyard.
So I ask you, what is not to like about the tartness, the sting of a really good pickle or a sharp yogurt or that last swig of buttermilk out of the carton or bottle? Or is that last one just me and my dad? Let's talk about pickling and fermenting for a few minutes. It seems to run a distant second to canning vegetables from the garden or the market when it comes to food preservation, at least in my very unscientific observations. It's just rarely what comes up in food preservation conversations. Maybe this is because it seems like there's a lot of, oh, just pour some briny water over those cucumbers and let them sit on the counter for a few days. Stuff like that. The instructions for pickling and fermentation sometimes run counter to what we've been taught about food safety, even though these methods of preserving foods have been used for millennia. They're putting bacteria, the good kind, to work. It could also be that the flavors can be really intense and the smells can be really pungent. Pickled and fermented vegetables are considered good for digestion and general health in many different cultures, but most of them use the foods in much smaller doses as a condiment or a side. And pickling and fermentation, especially fermentation, can also be a bit more volatile, but that might make things more interesting. If something explodes, you know you did it wrong. Considering how much I like pickly, fermenty things, it's a little strange I haven't attempted this on my own. I needed a guru, though, someone not far away who could give me a bit more insight into the process and help me get over my apprehension. Maybe even, somewhere down the line, supervise me. And lo, I found a guy. He also happens to be my neighbor. Mark Hartstein is one of the chefs at Black Dog Smoke and Ale House in Urbana, Illinois. He calls himself the last of a dying breed because he's learned his craft entirely on the job. He has no formal culinary training. While his food is great, I actually recruited Mark for this piece thanks to the legendary pickles and occasional kimchi or fermented vegetables Korean style he makes for the restaurant. He also happens to live in my neighborhood and considers pickling and fermentation a hobby. It's a nod to his pickle-making grandmother. When I walked into his East Urbana kitchen on a recent Sunday morning, I immediately noticed that every corner of his very small home kitchen had something going on. And as the owner of a very small kitchen myself, this was encouraging and reassuring. Pots hung from racks, the cupboards were full, and there was an array of jars on the counters in various stages of fermenting, and finished products sat on the shelves. I didn't see many machines or gizmos, however. According to him, the home preserver doesn't need a lot of special equipment for pickling and fermenting.
No special equipment is required for this level. These are all refrigerator pickles, which I either brine or ferment and then throw in the refrigerator for some time. So it can be any container that doesn't rust, if you will. That's, I guess, the main consideration about refrigerator pickles. But they're all glass containers. They've all been sanitized with either water bath or bleach. So there's no special equipment required.
Of course, my biggest worry is failure. I hate wasting food. I wanted to know from him, do you fail with this stuff? What do you do when you fail, if you fail? He had some reassuring words for me there, too.
I have many, 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 many failures. It's a long history. As a matter of fact, some of these jars that you're looking at, I was tasting earlier and was disappointed in a couple. So you eat your mistakes as long as they're not spoiled. And pickling is very forgiving about spoilage because it's either high in acidity or high in sodium. So nothing is dangerous with the pickle process per se. Yeah, you eat your mistakes, you throw them out, or you learn from them, and every year's a new batch.
He was heading to some local orchard soon, he said, to gather some apples for another fermentation project, making hard cider. And making batches of kimchi, which he and his wife eat all winter long, was high on the agenda, too. He already had lots preserved. The jars full of food, much of it either grown in his home garden or purchased at a farmer's market, were impressive in number, and they were gorgeous. Of course, he wasn't going to let me go without a sampler, so I left his house with a container full of pickled and fermented vegetables. I sat down later to a mini buffet. These are turnips, I bet. He said he got these turnips at the market, and they're the best turnips he's ever had. So let's try one. Oh. These are a revelation. I'm not a huge fan of turnips, but I would totally eat them this way all the time. Those are awesome. Those are definitely awesome. This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.